It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Access of Easy podcast. This is the latest and greatest in data breaching and overreaching. My name is Joey. Len, did you know that there's a push, I read in the New York Times just now, to make everyone measure obesity without using BMI? I wonder who's behind that. Is big obesity behind that that push, you think?
What are they going to measure it? And what's new measure?
Probably, I'm guessing it's not going to be a tape measure either. So I don't know. Vibes? Maybe if your vibe is good, you're not fat.
What if somebody has a big honker, right? And does this have to be also taken into consideration? Because that's added mass, right?
Like if you, like you're saying, if you like, if you just like, you know, take out your hammer, like then maybe you're under your...
See, this is all part of it, right? Like it's all mass and it's hard to calculate that. So if you are a lucky enough individual and you know, somebody will call you tripod for example, like, right? So there are good measurements, but it's not a perfect way of figuring things out. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Fair enough. Yeah. We got to find out. Yeah. If they're counting the hog in there too. Anyway. So, four stories this week. The quote from last week, first as always, ability is what you're capable of doing. My site is getting so bad. I have to make the font bigger here. Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it. That's by Lou Holtz. Our winner is T-Piece. Congratulations. I doubt that's what's on T-Piece's driver.
Contact lenses, Joey. Contact lenses.
I want glasses. I can't imagine putting contacts in. This week's quote. For life makes no mistakes and always gives man that which man first gives himself. Deep. If you knew who that was from, put it in the comments. No searching, no Googling. You know the drill. Encarta Encyclopedia only. And you get your next round of renewals on EasyDNS. I'm in the mood for quotes this week, Len. I've been playing a lot of Civilization 7 the last
day or two. Need the glasses or contacts, Joey.
Yeah.
And you know where you're going to need it later on is if you still want to play sports and want to play at night.
Yeah,
because for me that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's hard for me to play tennis without glasses at night, but I wear contacts and it's perfect. And it's once you figure out how to do it, like a few times, you could do it.
Are you hang on? You're telling me a guy like you, a guy who's like you might be the biggest vintage sports buff that I know. You know everything about every sport before 1990. You're telling me you aren't into the Horace Grant goggles for tennis or other sports?
No, because sweat gets on it and it's horrendous.
Huh.
So once you do it once and you realize once sweat gets on it and it just ruins your vision, you go to contacts. And once you have good contacts on, you could easily put sunglasses on and off. It's like you have perfect vision without anything, any hindrance whatsoever. It's great. It's once you figure out the process of putting it on, you could do it like in a movie and car.
You slide, they teach you, don't you? They like you slide it in from the corner of your eye or something like that.
I put it on the corner, and then I just look straight, and it just pops in.
I'll think about it.
The first few times is rough, but after you figure it out, like I could touch my eyeball now, you know, no problem.
All right, let's keep it PG over here. I'm not far from going to the optometrist for the first time. I'm pretty sure, but
it's worth it. I mean, I could tell you right now, for good vision, especially when playing sports, it's absolutely wonderful.
It doesn't affect me playing sports yet, but I notice it reading. This last 6 months or so, I would say.
Then contacts suck for that because you don't want to wear contacts for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes have to breathe.
Yeah, they dry out, right? So everyone says.
It's not dry. They have to breathe. It just that's the nature of it. So you can't, like, if you don't take a shower with it, you're screwed. You take a nap, you're screwed. Like, there's things you can't do with contacts. So, yeah. Anyways, let's move on.
Glasses faithful. Four stories. Where do you want to start? Can we start with this 21-year-old kid?
Yeah, it's a messed up story about this guy.
This is great. I can't believe this.
This young male Syrian refugee. And, you know, he was duped into working for a dating app company. Now, how he got sucked into working there, it's interesting. I don't think it's totally relevant, though, like how he got sucked in. It's just the story itself of that. I mean, it's interesting, right? Like the pictures of it, of the sleeping quarters and so forth. Like, it's an interesting setup what they have there. But the gist of it, this guy's been working for a dating app company, and he's been pretending to be a female, looking for love in all the wrong places and trying to attract men and have them open up their wallets. So the online dating world, right, it's full of fakes and hoaxes. And this is just an example of that. This guy came out and is trying to shine a light of this. And really what they're trying to do, a lot of these dating apps, is just through these hoaxes, is try to dupe people into giving money. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are lonely or horny or both, and they're willing to pay whatever it takes to just initiate some type of online relationship, online commitment, online anything, right? So the people running these scams, it's funny, they're also trying to get victims to buy cryptocurrencies, apparently. And I'm looking at that. What could they do with these cryptocurrencies? Well, I would imagine it's a pump and dump, because a lot of this is thinly traded. If you have somebody dump another, say, $1,000 in a newly minted coin, that could certainly move the market of that coin. And then the people that are the pre-miners, they're able to take advantage of that. So it just another example of people getting screwed in this whole process. And they're not getting screwed the way they want to get screwed. They're getting screwed by giving up money and getting nothing in the end. But the story mentions that the one employer had 1,000 people working for them to scam lonely folks on the internet. And really, this is just a way of doing things. People are losing touch with humanity. Gone are the days where you go out and you meet somebody at a bar or wherever. Now, all these communications, all these initial meetups is done online through these dating apps and whatnot. So, unfortunately, this is a trend in the wrong directions for humanity. And as such, you have a lot of these hoaxes out there. A lot of people are scamming people, taking advantage of people that are lonely and having them open up their walls. Some of the pictures were funny, where she had the nice car behind that, you know, she was just, you know, how could somebody that has money like is able like to try to say, oh, I'm lonely, I'm looking for love on the internet, get out of here. Like, clearly it was a scam. Just people can't see the scam from reality. It's just, it's funny. But either way, if you're doing dating apps, get away from that.
This is, you didn't want to talk about the way the guy got sucked in. We don't have to, but
it's interesting, but it's really not part of the story, I think.
The living quarters, though, are nuts. Like, I this,
the curtain.
Yeah, it's like this. Like, looks like a Brampton apartment. Like, there's just tons of like high. It's like there's enough sleeping area. I mean, enough in quotations, I guess, for five people. It looks like in maybe a 10 by 10 ish space, beds, and the privacy that you have is, you know, the blanket draped over you. This is nuts. Looks like a bit of a cubicle farm. And then, like you mentioned, they have a model there that's supposed to, you know, show the victims that they're not being scammed. What are the odds that model is not being forced to be there? Got to be close to zero, right? Like, she's not stopping by on her way home from work for a couple extra bucks. She's in a bad situation, wouldn't you say? Like, is that your guess?
Yeah. I don't think people are doing this willingly.
No, just
they're in the wrong spot because they don't have the proper status in the country.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and just funny because you'd expect Dubai to not have this kind of.
Why would you expect them not to have it? Because you kind of hear like the it's like a two-tier society there from people who live there. Like our buddy from the other side of this universe, Bitcoin Gandalf, you know, Dan telling us over the last year or so, it's like, if you're an expat, it's a really great place to live if you have a little bit of money. But if you don't, it's like destitution. So I kind of expect this, but I didn't think it would be this bad.
I don't know how somebody could live there without any means. It's such an expensive place to live. And from what I gather, a lot of the jobs over there, as long as you're able to do something, even manual labor, you get paid pretty damn well. So, you know what I mean? Like this young Syrian refugee.
Yeah.
Why can't he just pick up a hammer and start working on a building that's going up? You know what I mean? Like there's so many more
talking about hammers today. I can't believe it.
Interestingly enough. So like this, you know, there's lots of opportunities there. The city / country is growing like crazy. Money is pouring in. It's a lot of wealth.
Yeah.
Clearly he has to do something. He's stuck in this. There may be, maybe true, maybe not. Who the heck knows? Because this guy's blowing a whistle. He's showing these behind-the-scenes pictures. there may be some fabrication towards this whole thing. Not only is he fabricated trying to be a female, maybe the story itself is a little bit fabricated as well, but it really just goes to show you there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the dating app scene. And more than anything, it's just, unfortunately, people are now flocking to that more than ever. And
totally,
there's going to be a lot more people getting duped as a result and giving up money for nothing.
Maybe the fix is giving more money to the Global Anti-Scam Alliance. What are the odds? That's an oxymoronic name. Anyway, the story for another time. Maybe we can find out for what USAID is giving those guys in the next few days. Where do you want to go next?
Gaza. All right. Google, they have agreed that they will not build AI for weapons or surveillance. And this is all from what's been shown on their website over the last week. So it looks like they came for this change of heart. And how did it come to this, right? Like, what made them change their minds and how they're going to be building and using AI? I guess we can look not much further than who's in the White House right now.
That's and one reason. Yep.
Yeah, they're talking about responsible AI. You know, where was this talk a while back? You know, it's responsible AI when they first started doing this. And I'm wondering, all this time before they pivoted, what sort of damage did it do to cause people to sway their opinions on important matters like climate, health,
elections?
Yeah. And they say, quote, they want to mitigate unintended harmful outcome and avoid unfair bias. So, yeah, this is now the new responsible AI, what they're trying to do. But why are they doing this? Maybe it's a way to try to appease the White House. Remember, it wasn't not too long ago that the Department of Justice has been throwing up the idea of cutting up Alphabet and maybe having them sell off Chrome or another valuable entity within their vast enterprise. And maybe this is one way for Google to say, hey, you know what, we're trying to do something and we don't deserve this treatment from the DOJ. The tides, they're turning right now. It's the past week or so, lots have changed. But remember, the winds are blowing this way today. Tomorrow, when they reverse direction, will Google reverse as well and pivot? Probably. They seem to be, that's what they do. That's the MO. Whichever way things are going, they'll go direct direction. So is Google doing this because they've seen the light? No. They just wanted to not feel the wrath of the White House.
Okay. I agree with everything you said there, but I'm going to take it one step further. Let's think about who is doing defense contracts for the United States right now and who came along with Trump to the White House. So which company that does defense contracting in the United States is really falling out of favor and continues to, it seems like, accelerate this decline over the last, let's say, 2 years?
Is it Boeing or somebody else?
Boeing, big one, right? Boeing is a chief competitor of which Trump affiliate in terms of potentially space travel, other defense which guy do you think I'm talking about?
No, Elon Musk and his SpaceX.
Elon. So that's one piece of it for sure. That these guys at Google are saying, man, we can get in on some of that sweet, sweet defense contracting and really insulate ourselves from this other nonsense thanks to Boeing's falling off. The other thing I would say is that there's two companies right now who have become darlings of the defense industry. One is Anduril, whatever it's called, led by Palmer Luckey, who's like this, I guess I'd call him an underdog, but he's like a pretty straight shooter type guy. Took a lot of shit from a lot of people, excuse the swear, sorry, Mark, on the way up, because he refused to say, no, I'm not going to use this technology for weapon systems and for offensive firepower and things like that. He did it anyway. And Anduril is still private, but they are a darling of the industry. The other company, and by the way, Anduril does all these autonomous defense tooling, these things that work on their own in the field. So that's one company that's using AI for defense. Huge stud company, stud CEO, stud founder. The other company that's in the news for using AI for weapon systems and for defense is Palantir. And Palantir does it a different way. They do it through data and other sort of predictive models. But Palantir is up 50, 60, 70% in the last month and more than 100% this year. Because if there's one thing, you know, people bet against Palantir saying, oh, it's a government data collection agency, like blah, blah, blah. Maybe, but there's two things that are undefeated over time. One is the government printing money, and the other is the government wanting to kill people. And so these companies want, they are smart for getting into bed with the government and saying, look, we got this AI slant. And so Google's saying, man, we got an AI tool. We have a ton of superpower or a ton of supercomputers. We have a ton of energy. We have a ton of competence in this arena. Let's throw our hats in. And if we get lucky, we insulate ourselves from the other nonsense, like you were saying. This is a no-brainer. And I think, you know, as an aside, this is, you know, removing it from the website. This is a formality, is it not? The same way that Google removed Never Do Evil or whatever years ago. I mean, they've been going down this road for some time. Anyone who thinks that Google is, you know, a saint in any respect in terms of the way that they carry out businesses is completely wrong and not paying attention.
How much Bitcoin did they own?
Yeah, zero.
And all the companies we mentioned have zero. So in the end,
Palantir may have some. Palantir is Peter Thiel, so they may have some, but I don't know if they're actually like advertising the strategy.
Should it have been publicly disclosed though?
Yeah, it should have been. You're right. So maybe not, I guess. That's fair to say.
So all these companies, they have fun staying poor because they'll be irrelevant. Long enough time horizon. This North Korea stuff, they're at it again. Yeah. And the fake job interviews. It's called Contagious Interview, and it's a campaign that's launched by North Korea. And they're trying to screw over people by getting malware installed on devices and impact people that are running like iPhones and macOS and stuff like that. And these are from fake jobs, right? People out there, it's a tough market. People they need money. They want to move up in the corporate world. So they apply for these jobs. And as a result, people are asked, in order to participate in the interview, they have to install software in order to be interviewed. And the software, of course, contains malware. So it's taking advantage of people in difficult positions. And as long as there's people that are trying to make ends meet, to try to improve themselves, and the economy is not doing well, this type of stuff is going to be prevalent, and it's going to be easy to take advantage of people, especially since they'll be happy to install new stuff. And just when you install something, I don't know how it works on macOS or iPhone, but I'm sure it asks you for permissions or do you agree to this type of thing being approved? And they'll just say willy-nilly, yes, go ahead.
Don't forget, you can't download anything that's not in the App Store on Apple phones still in Canada, I'm pretty sure. So
yeah, but for macOS,
there's still some safeguards, but yeah, you're right, you can't go outside the App Store.
Yeah, so it's just a way of taking advantage of people when they're the most vulnerable, and they're excited, they want to partake in the interview, and they're preparing, okay, I'll download this, and whatever permissions is needed, go right ahead, you'll need it. And lo and behold, all the information that's on your computer could be potentially stolen and used against you. So yeah, just example, just for people out there, be careful what you install and what type of permissions you are granting that particular software, because you never know who's behind it and what are the motives.
Be alert, be aware. Like, also, any job that doesn't want to pay you for training and needs you to download those are two big red flags. Stay away from those jobs. I realize it's a tough economy, but you got to draw the line somewhere, man. Your data up for grabs just because you want to get an interview at some third rate, quote unquote, agency. Great picture of ferrets on this article, by the way. Part of the macOS ferret family, these security patches that are coming. Anyway, yeah, I mean, just don't do it. Why would you? I mean, you said it there. You're at your lowest point downloading an app for a job interview, but you got to realize, hey, something's going on here. Something ain't right.
People are desperate, and given a little bit of a carrot, they'll just keep eating it. Doesn't matter what's in front of them, they'll just keep going at it.
Yeah.
It's screwed in the end. Israel, that's the last story. Israel, they've been in the news quite a bit in the last little while. And the Israel spyware maker Paragon Solutions, they've disclosed that they've been selling their product. Remember, this is a spyware maker company. So their product has been sold to the U.S. government and other unnamed countries. No! Knock me over with a feather. But they also say it's mainly its allies. It's being sold to mainly its allies. Doesn't mean it's exclusively its allies. So who the heck knows who else is being sold this. But one country in particular that has been sold this and is a customer of Paragon is Italy. And, well, so who are they targeting? Through WhatsApp users that's being targeted, but journalists like the Italian journalist Francesco Cancelletto and the Swedish-based Libyan activist Hussein El Gomati. So they say in the terms and conditions, I can't believe there are terms and conditions in this thing, that there's prohibition from targeting journalists and members of the civil society within this software. So clearly, whoever's been using this has been going against the terms of service by going after these journalists, because these journalists must have pissed off the wrong people, and now they're being subjected to this spyware. I love this story. You know, you have this, right? There's so much here. Israeli company, spyware maker, U.S. company. Sorry, U.S. customer. Italy's a customer, and a lot of their allies a customer. They're going after WhatsApp users. They're going after journalists, and then on top of that, there's a terms and service that you have to adhere to in order to use the software. But the reality is, come on, they're a customer. They are you going to be using? They're not going to be cut off from using this moving forward. They'll be told, guys, don't go after journalists moving forward. Okay, and they'll go after journalists again. Guys, what are you guys doing? It was a mistake. I thought they were working in a cement factory. So it's just, what can I say about this story? It's messed up from beginning to end, but it's funny nonetheless.
How about the claim that they will cut off any person they find using those? Like, does anyone believe that? Believe that? Like, anyone at all? I doubt it.
You know? Sony is much more stringent with their terms of services. If you go out trying to hack on the Sony network, you get your console banned. These guys, you go ahead, go clearly against their terms of service, and they won't really care. They'll continue using you as a customer. So, like, see, the video game market, they're far more stringent when they're trying to protect their names.
Can't even use Paragon.
Sorry?
Can't even use auto aim on COD. Yeah.
Yeah. That keeps things legit.
I'm trying to find that their terms of service, but it's like hard to find this stuff. Like, I don't know.
You don't want to go through it because it's going to.
I guess not, because then I'll probably wind up on a list, but. Yeah, well, I just don't want to see it.
You think of every software you install, like from an operating system to any game, for instance, and you got those long agreements. Yeah, I just agree and get the heck on with it. Like, it's going to be a similar thing. It's going to be.
I can at least control F it though for like civil or journalist or something, right?
That's
like,
true.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Target journalists.
I know, but isn't it weird that these guys are just out there? Like, yeah, we do sell this product that can nuke a journalist or politician, but please don't use it for that or we'll terminate your contract. Like, presumably the software is good enough that the politician wouldn't know. So, like, how are they going to find out? Like, where's the, you know, how's that dance work? Someone's got to explain this to me.
The mall security guard has more bite. That's a good way to end
it. And mall security guard desperate for a different measure for obesity than BMI. I'll tell you that. That's a good.
Again, they might have a big honker under, right? So you have to take off. I don't know how many pounds.
We're getting out of here. That was 386. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, everywhere for you. And come back next week for the latest and greatest in data breach and overreach. And I'm Joey. That's Len. And we'll talk to you soon.